You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's the Rider, Neil Atkinson, Stephanie Hennigan, John Gibbons. No Adam Melia this week, but we have got a guest. We've got an interviewee coming later on. We're interviewing Alex Lowes, who put together the first ever Southport Weekender, and he's putting together the Liverpool Disco Festival this year, so we're really excited about having him come and join us and talk about how fabulous the Disco Festival is and everything else that you need to know on that. But before then, I've got John and Steph with me on this pleasant Liverpoolian Monday evening. How are you feeling about life, John?
Really good, actually, yeah. I'm fresh today, so... makes a change for the Monday. No, yeah, feeling good. The weather's nice.
You bounced
well.
In this morning, I felt.
I know, yeah, early. Well, by early, I mean on time.
Before midday.
So, feeling good. The sun's nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. It's deceptive, though.
Yeah, it is. There's a bit of a breeze. Yeah. Good drying weather.
It is.
There we are. John Gibbons nailed it in one.
Empty linen baskets all.
Yeah, just make sure your pegs are good.
Yeah, solid pegs under the circumstances. Yeah. Blowing round. Certainly if you're on the front like your mum. We'll be able to keep them under control. Indeed. Listen, loads and loads of fantastic songs right the way through the show. Really pleased with what everyone's picked really this week. It's been terrific. So I will let John kick us off and play the first one.
Oh, it's Dave and Revenge.
You're doing very
They won't appreciate your ambition. Nah, they'll just love everything that can come from it. You see risk, I run with it, you run from it. And that's the major difference. Even though I made money to try and make a difference, it never made me different. It's just funny that people love to say I'm distant and cry about the way I move, sitting in the same position. You hold it there, I'll run up in your crack spot and really press pause on a white like polar bears. Ricardo Quaresma, I got a load of flair. Still go to war with a rack like Tony Blair. You talk a lot, I'm from Streatham Veldus, where iron hides in cars like Autobots. I got love from superstars in America before I got love from guys I chilled about the corner shop, and that's what bothers me. That I was focusing on quality, just waiting for my time to shine, while you was online trying to kill them with quantity. Fake girls onto me, I put three on my tee and some Rocky jeans, and now the girl's dying for a title like Apollo Creed. That's super long, I'll tell her that I'm moving on. Honestly, I lose love for what I'm doing lots, to find my passion lying in a drink like Rubicon. This is some movie shit, we just spank groupie chicks and give them red bottoms like I bought the girls Louboutins. If her boyfriend comes back trying to do his job, I'll give her baby wings like I went and drew Cupid on. God, I am not the one, I don't have a lot of time. Quick to climb when your label doesn't offer right. And if your head of office isn't on my other line with Di Maria's wages, then I wouldn't even bother trying. I ain't got a sign, deals on blind faith. Studying Braille's the last time I touched a dotted line. I'm 19 this year, I lost a lot of time. I'm on the 109, I really need to get a car and bait face. Sitting on the tube like I went and got the Northern Line to uni in the morning for a seminar. You remind me of Boxing Day and January, Black Friday too, your sales are all regular. But still you're online stunting with your chain, while you struggle to recoup what you made on your dead advance. I don't really need to sit down with a label, cause me and Jack are on our own island with Benny Scars. I remember when I rapped in school for the love, and my teachers never thought that would get me far. I remember when they said I couldn't sing, and now wanna know is taking over cities like Genghis Khan. Success is sweet, but revenge is ours. I'm living on the edge like the house on the hills of LA, where we stayed with our rented cars, our friend's yard. So I thank them, but you can ask Jack Street, SG and Jimmy Napes if it's all luck or if there's method to my madness. You ain't got money on your mind like the Samsung, then me and you can't chill out, so why latch on? It's like we never turned the ends into a jackpot and had dots scattered
around the side like a matchbox. It's like I never turned my room into a trap spot and whipped 40k with my pianos, my crackpot. I got a crazy drive, I'm afraid to fail and ask anyone. When I was there in Maydeville, I done over 100 takes to make sure I played it well. That's for the love of the music and not the ends. I ain't looking for respect, I'm looking for revenge. I was spinning tracks, my G's were fixing cats. I used to think that I was chilling with some vets. Content with your life on the block, you're a mess. No vision, vision. You don't have the fucking ambition. Ambition, ambition. And for me and my friends, the only thing I need is revenge. Revenge, revenge.
That's Dave with Revenge.
Yeah, he's also known as Santa Dave. He's a rapper from South London. He came to more prominence because he did the song called Wanna Know, and then on the remix, Drake did some rapping on it. So lots of people Googled him after that, which is what happens when you do something with Drake.
But if you Google Dave, you're not getting far, are you?
I think Santa Dave, he went forward. Well, that was, it's funny enough, there's a website called Radar Radio, which kind of looks into this sort of thing, and they looked into the trends since basically how many people were Googling this guy before and after.
I love it when that stuff happens,
the Drake stuff, and they did the big, but they basically said we couldn't say how many people had Googled Dave because, you know, there's too many, you know, they could be just looking for Top Gun reruns. But yeah, for Santon Dave it kind of spiked and stuff, but he's boss. I really like him, didn't know much about him, but this song is absolutely great. It's kind of got a video game kind of feel to it, which I quite like. He's got some dates. He's playing on April 13th the Annie Mac Presents Lost and Found Festival in Malta, which just sounds like a laugh from start to finish. Then he's doing the Secret Solstice Festival in Reykjavik in June. I struggled saying that then. July 7th, he's doing Wireless Festival in London. Then he's going to the Latitude Melt Festival in Germany. And then into August, he's doing the Apple Sap Fresh Music Festival. That feels like a sponsored one to me, in Amsterdam. And then he's doing Reading and Leeds. So good on him.
He's going to have a lovely time.
Yeah, he's having a good summer there, isn't he?
It's rock solid,
yeah,
I'd say.
I'd like to go to Malta with Annie Mac.
It's sold out.
Just generally.
Just like as a thing.
Yeah.
Like 3 days.
Yeah. Malta with Annie Mac as a feature.
I've been to Malta. There's
with Annie Mac?
There's places I'd rather go with Annie Mac than Malta, I'll be honest with you.
Where?
But she's putting a festival on, so.
Well, if there's the festival, don't get me wrong, I'm all over it.
Has she had the baby yet?
Don't know.
I didn't even know she was pregnant.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Congratulations, Annie.
Here's me trying to go on holiday with her. I don't even know the details of her life.
Yeah.
I'm not asking after the baby. She's fuming.
No.
Fucking me, prick.
You'd think he'd ask.
Yeah.
Fucking 8 months pregnant here. Huge.
Yeah. She's trying to get me on Prosecco.
Gonna have a little laugh.
She keeps banging on. Banging on about.
You'd be more of a laugh.
Dance.
Exactly.
Feet are killing me.
Yeah. I think she has had the baby.
Oh, aye.
Good, great baby.
Yeah.
Boy or a girl, just say when I see her. We can say how's the girl slash boy.
It doesn't say.
Oh.
There, she does already have a son with her partner, fellow BBC Radio 1 DJ Toddler T. And then she gave birth to a second child, but there's no detail.
What,
it's disappointing, isn't it?
What type of child
I'll go
that
with
was.
Kids. That's fine.
I'll have the kids.
Yeah.
I think also I'd like them to both be called something Mac. Be quite important that they
Benny
keep them.
Instead of T.
Jimmy.
Yeah. Jimmy Mac. Yeah, all the Macs. Just call them all Macs. I think that's the most important thing. Maybe one can be, or Mac T. Maybe you double it up. T Mac.
Oh my God.
It feels as though options are endless.
She had children 2 minutes ago and now you're trying to name them for her.
I'm giving it the big one as ever. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. All the best then to Annie Mac. I know she listens.
People who are abroad, you might not know who Annie Mac was. They used to put her on a Glastonbury late at night after other people, and she'd just be off her head doing the Glastonbury coverage, and it was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, she's huge though, Annie Mac. She's
Do you handle her on her in Australia in there?
Don't know. Well, she took over the Pete Tong show, didn't she?
She took
over the biggest dance music show in Britain. So I think she's got quite a strong brand awareness.
Okay.
think she's doing okay.
No, she's doing well, but I wonder whether how UK she was. You know,
she's doing well, but is she on a level with the Anfield rap in Australia?
You know, I'm always conscious. You know, I'm always conscious of the international audience.
Yeah, you just watch yourself there, Steph. You know what I mean? We've got a big following in Australia. We've been put under a lot of Australian pressure today, to be honest with you.
Hello, the Australians.
Yeah, literally three people have asked us if we're going on. Time's in there. We've raised you all together.
Let's raise the internet, girl.
Oh, what were you?
It's winter, isn't it? Was it summer? Don't know.
You tell us.
Tell me. Tell me how it is.
John, got through that one, didn't we?
Say what you like. The other side of that one now. So that was Dave with Revenge anyway, some time ago. I loved it. That's why I opened the show.
Yeah, it's boss, isn't it?
I said before, I really like all the songs.
Yeah. But I liked a bit about getting more respect in America than he gets at the corner shop.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that as well. And does he also make... I've got it confused. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Steph, why don't you say what you're playing next?
I am playing a Frank Ocean, Jay-Z and Tyler, the Creator track, and it's called Biking.
Turn. What goes around, comes around. Hey, turn. Turn music up. Yeah. Comes around, what go like goes a cycle, everything that comes around, goes around, before it goes down, get you some eye. Life goes a cycle, what comes around, so before it goes down, get you some icicles, order mommy for all of y'all. Wristwatch, got a Russian face like an oligarch, 12 o'clock, boy, silly nice, Willie in traffic, I'm feeling nice, E.T. on the handles, handlebars like a Xanax, Sham Guard with the N1 moves, throw that shit around your neck, right quick, broke boys get fixed, right quick, nice Sylvester with these bike flips, that's a full cab in the back flip, sidebar.
Arms stretch your T like I nailed it, rapid and slow like a creep. Shirt in the breeze like I'm sailing, and I walk in my sleep, I can't help this. When's the last time I asked for some help that I couldn't get from nobody else yet? I couldn't get from nobody else this. When's the last time I asked for some help that I couldn't get from nobody else yet? Nobody. Get weak in the knees, honey spread out like a fan, perfect like some Gucci sandals, open the sky, get a handful, torso marked up like a vandal, how you not fucking with cash, God give you what you can handle, gave you what you can handle, I got the grip like a handle, and I'm biking with me and my Daniel, AD's got the angels, TV's got the angels, I'm breaking.
I'm biking slow mo. Maybe the four will excite in the smoke. I'm cold when the temperatures dip below 70. How can I be burr around LA coast? The diamonds is plural, the Tiffany brooch. On my lapel at the table, I'm giving a toast. The first wedding that I've been in my 20s. Thinking maybe someone is not something to own. Maybe the government got nothing to think. Maybe the feeling just comes and it goes. Think I want me a little one, I look like my clone. Me and my baby can do on our own. I landed a trick on my impossibles. I'm fucking with Eddie, I'm watching my toes. 24 hours, like they never close. I'm biking these blocks, yeah. Since pinball, I sold all this ice, I've been slossing. I'm biking uphill and it's burning my quads. I'm biking downhill and it sound like a fishing rod. Savage, I'm biking. Yeah.
From cold water to the shawl, alcoholic while I handle the ball. It's a PK, ripping, nah, you can't fuck with the boy. That's my problem, yeah. I got a my tie smoking when I stop. Okay, nobody fuck with me. My accolade take from my neck. Pedal, I drown in the heat. My sapphires drown in my sweat. White max, but I jet Jackson. I'm saving the streets. I'm Roger Rabbit in the air. I don't care. Big Willie style, yeah. One wheel. I fishtail downhill, yeah. I rose my rate. Brand new brakes. My name is Slater, ask my date.
I don't get weak in the knees, honey spread out like a fan,
Red feel like some Gucci sand. Open the sky, get an anvil. Torso marked up like a vandal. How you not fucking with cash? God gave you what you can handle. Gave you what you can handle. I got the grip like a handle. And I'm biking. I'm biking with me and my Daniel. AD's got the angels. TV's got the angles. I'm breaking.
Frank J. Tyler, Biking.
Yes. I will never pass up an opportunity to play Frank Ocean.
It's boss that, though, isn't it?
It is very good. Jay-Z just needs to... All he says is, turn the volume up, turn the music up, turn the music... It's like, just turn it up. It's been 20 years now. He wants it higher. Like, whatever you think is higher, turn it up, because he will ask for it. Like, the start of every song.
It's the one thing that him and Adam Mead have got in common. It's never loud enough for the fuckers.
Yeah. And then his watch collection... I know more about Jay-Z's watch collection than I do about, I don't know, most things in life. It's all he talks about. But apart from his quite lame bit, Frank's great. But I'm really into Tyler, the Creator, at the minute. Especially all the stuff he does with Odd Future. And there's... when you start watching something on YouTube and you kind of get... lost in YouTube videos, and you look up and 7 hours have passed and you're like, wow, that was a productive day.
Yeah.
I've basically been doing that with it's called Loiter Squad, and it's Tyler the Creator and some other people from Odd Future doing mad little sketches, and it is hilarious. So he's my current favourite person.
Excellent.
What are you laughing at?
Something on the something that we can't mention. How funny that name is.
Yeah, it is.
there is. What have you been up to this weekend, Steph?
What have I been up to this weekend? I went over to Manchester on Saturday.
So you did?
For the fleeting visit.
How were they?
They were all right. Went to see Sam. She's great. She's pregnant at the minute, so our times together have changed from getting very drunk to drinking lots of tea and just stopping and having cake every 2 days. Should we stop and have a coffee? Should we have a cake? Should we go get something to eat? Should we have a sit down? It's great. Yeah, really enjoyed it.
Excellent. Feels like a decent change of pace.
Yeah. I think it could be
a lot worse. Could have involved going to Littlewoods. That's what I would presume pregnant women do, because I'm scarred from my mum when I was seven. My mum was having our David, and I just remember endless quantities of times in Littlewoods that I'm probably completely exaggerating, but which very much stayed with me.
Well, Littlewoods doesn't exist anymore.
Stop.
So, well, it does. There's an online e-tailer.
If you're in Australia, what Littlewoods was.
Hey, they still got Woolworths.
We have, yeah.
Yeah.
It's different, though, to supermarket.
It is different. Yeah.
It's like CNA smashing it in Europe.
Yeah.
Absolutely smashing it.
Yep. Yeah.
Don't know what we have. You don't know what you've got till it's gone.
that's the way I always look at the CNA crisis.
Yeah. I miss Clockhouse.
I went to Zara.
You went to Zara?
I went to Zara yesterday.
What did you buy?
I didn't buy anything. I was looking for a suit. And I've been ranting and raving about this, really. The selection of options for men's suits are absolutely awful. It's just all so dull.
Have you been to Slater's?
Yes. It was perhaps the worst 20 minutes of my life.
I hate Slater's so
it's
much.
It's fucking terrible.
It's so shit.
It was terrible. I was just looking for a suit for a wedding. And it was just an unmitigated disaster. I've got one in the end. It's a reasonably bright blue one. My ideal was to get something racing green, but that's impossible, seemingly. I saw a nice purple number, but they only had it in, like, weird fella sizes. And I've also...
Because you have to be Prince to wear it.
That could be why.
The weirdest of fellas.
You have to be 4'11" to get it in.
Yeah, that was it, what it felt like. I've also discovered that in general... It was awful. I've also discovered that in general I've got curiously long arms, or at least people who make suits presume that I have. I don't think I've got...
So get... just get them taken in, buy a suit and have
it. Using your arms!
Not your arms! Neil is outstretching his arms to prove how
they looked quite big when he did it there. Yeah, decent wingspan. I think you're probably after a different thing in suits than what most people are.
I think I am. Yeah, that's the problem. But I think in most areas,
you feel like you should have got somewhere to cater for you.
Yeah, there should be a place that's catering for me. Yeah.
How long did you spend looking?
About 2.5 hours.
Oh, fuck off.
Went to 14 shops.
Fuck off. 2.5 hours and you're whinging because you haven't found the suit you wanted. Well, that is not legwork.
That is not legwork.
I spent 18 months searching for things. You have to put some backbone into it.
I haven't got 18 months to spend.
It's not thirsty.
You should have started. Oh, 18 months.
Dry clean today.
Meant to get what?
I'm going to get my seat dry clean today. Remember, do you reckon if I take it in tomorrow, they'll do it by Thursday? I'll probably have to pay more, won't I? But
well,
I can turn it around.
Do well, Will, John.
What is up with you? Why can't you plan your life?
No, in my defence, I wore it to the races last week on Thursday.
In his defence, it was pretty solid.
So, you know.
So, yeah.
You've had loads of time. Buy another suit. You need everyone's suit.
I've got a couple. I could wear my grey one, actually, couldn't I?
There you go, sorted.
Stephanie Hennigan solves problems.
Tell you what,
that's what she does. That's who she is. So yeah, I need to find.
So you didn't like Zara?
So Zara just didn't have anything that none of the suits. I mean, don't get me started. Zara's suits didn't necessarily cover ankles, which, you know, is very much not what I was looking for. I wanted basically sequins and my ankles covered. That's what I was looking for from suits.
Sequins.
I'd love a sequin suit.
You should have gone downstairs then. Gone to the women's bit.
I think that's
all sorts of mad shite down there.
That's
are we going the day on Friday? I presume we are.
The wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going for the day.
Tom, Mark, if you're listening.
Are we going the day? Well, Mark and Kay are listening to this, are you?
Are we going the day?
Yeah. Just confirm if you can. Just confirm if you can.
I was going to say, yeah.
Am I just going the night then, yeah?
We could have gone sightseeing in Barnsley.
Sorry?
We could have gone sightseeing in Barnsley.
Could have had a big day in Barnsley. I'm still looking forward to me Thursday night in Barnsley, to be honest with you.
Oh, I know, but I've got us getting there late now, haven't I?
It'll be fine. John, what did you go to this weekend?
This weekend, so Thursday, I guess, counts because we went to races. We had a really good time. Friday, I went to work, then did some recording, and then just went home and stayed out of trouble. Saturday,
I've stayed out of trouble a lot this weekend. I'm very much in trouble next weekend.
Saturday, went to the footy, and then came home, stayed out of trouble. I've done some good work on Designated Survivor. I like it, the TV series, it's good. And then Sunday, I did loads of stuff in the garden stuff. So I went and got a lawnmower, mowed the front and back lawn.
Fuck off. It's huge.
Built a barbecue, which took absolutely ages.
It looks great, John. I've seen a picture.
It looks terrific.
Wasn't sent to me, but I've seen it.
I need the gas cylinder now. You need to buy one of the things. They look quite dear, but then, you know, your top ups aren't too bad. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. And then I think that was it. And then we had roast chicken with potato salad, which is a really good tea.
Rock solid.
When it's sunny.
Rock solid. What have your tea games been like? Should we hold that until after the next song? What do you think?
It's just dead quick yesterday because it'd been quite warm and sunny. I said to my mum, oh, let's just have like chicken salad. And she said, well, what I'll do is I'll do chicken. I've got rotisserie chicken and like Mediterranean vegetables and I'll roast them. And it was lovely. It was really nice, like courgettes and all of that stuff.
I've heard of them.
And we ate first and then my brother was doing some work upstairs, so came down. And he went, well, it was delicious, but I had to make my own gravy. It wasn't a gravy dish. Well, it needed gravy. Made some gravy. Thought you'd like that.
I like his complaints as well about having to do his own gravy.
Oh. Really nice, not enough gravy. Just tough. No gravy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with him 100%. There's never enough gravy. These are Sneaks with Look Like That. Chewing on your bark. Off the album It's a Myth, that is Sneaks with Look Like That. I've said it's I said these, it's actually a she. It's a Washington DC songwriter, Sneaks. I think her name is Eva Mulchan, but not that that matters. She wants to call herself Sneaks, we'll call her Sneaks. And it's the business, the album's the business.
I really like that song. It's a really strong first three, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Carl, we've come out flying.
We have absolutely, the pace we've gone at.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be able to live with us, the listeners. They're going to be glad of all this wham in between, to be honest with you, just so they can just
have a breather.
Off. Yeah. Yeah, it's an absolute belter. So it's fantastic. The album's called It's a Myth. I have listened to it and it is out on Merge, but it's also on Bandcamp if you want to get it there. Brilliant stuff indeed. Yeah, so okay. So we've got our interviewee coming up pretty soon, which is exciting. Alex Lowes, who's from Behind the Southport Weekender, which is behind the Liverpool Disco Festival, which was behind one of the best days.
Behind dolls of music.
Which were behind one of the best days of Stephanie's 2016. Is that fair, Steph?
It was sound, yeah. Was dead good.
You'd rank it high?
Yes.
In your 2016 running?
Yes.
Because you love a good day?
I do love a good day. A good day and a good night. And this was both.
High praise indeed. Mm-hmm. So he's going to come up in a second or two. John's going to play a song before then, but he's going to have to talk about it first in that way, in which we have to do that when we've got an interviewee.
It's all right, I'll be brief. It's Dream Wife with Somebody. Adam played Dream Wife on Rewired a few months ago, and that put me onto them, and I've followed them closely since. They're an all-girl three-piece from London, although I think they're Norwegian, and the song was released on International Women's Day, which will make sense if you listen to the lyrics. They've got a few shows over the summer. They're doing a big headline show on Thursday, 27th of April at the Dome in Tufnell Park in London. Then festivals they're doing live at Leeds at the end of April, and then in May they're doing Great Escape, in July they're doing the Blue Dot Festival, and then later in July they're doing the Truck Festival in Steventon, is it? Yeah, there we are. So yeah, Dream Wife, Somebody.
Come on.
That's Dream Wife with Somebody, and now me and Steph are going to be speaking to Alex Lowes, who started many years ago with the Southport Weekend. I don't mean to make you feel old there, Alex. It's poor form, isn't it?
It's all right.
Is it all right?
I get old, don't you worry about that. Young at heart, though. Young at heart.
Well, you are very young at heart, because not least because you're teaming up to put the Liverpool Disco Festival on, celebrating 30 years of the Southport Weekender. So it's going to be a huge weekend for you early May.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah, it's doing really well. Very exciting. The first one was brilliant, you know, and also, you know, James Morgan, the little guy who was involved. But listen, brilliant. Yeah, really, really excited about it. Yeah.
Yeah, the first one was great. I went to the first one.
How good was it, Steph?
It was brilliant. I had an absolute ball. It was the day after Halloween, so there was a Halloween party I've been to, so we were all quite tender, but I forgot about that quite soon on, and we cracked on, but it was really good fun. I'm really looking forward to this, the next one.
It's looking better this time. A little bit more variation as well from last time as well.
Yeah, and hopefully sunshine, because it was freezing last time.
Oh, well, can't guarantee that.
We can't guarantee that, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Probably be snowing tomorrow, the way the weather's going at the moment. Crazy, isn't it?
It's... On the whole thing, then, because it is, you know, celebrating 30 years, and 30 years, it is a long time. And, I mean, everything that you've put on, I mean, I've been reading some bits and pieces today of work that you've done, for instance, with a piece that you did with Resident Advisor going back a few years. And the list of people that you've been working with over that period of time, it's phenomenal. It's almost every great name, not just in disco, but almost in dance music. I mean, it's some career, this. It's some 30 years.
We've always moved things forward as well, and, you know, we've always kept a very respectful eye on the past, but we've always been very aware of moving forward as well. You know, we started off with DJs like Carl Cox, Tim Westwood, Pete Tong, and people like that back in the day, and then moving up to the day with Kerry Chandler, you know, Roger Sanchez, all these sort of people, and, you know, it's amazing the number of people we've had on, and a lot of great live acts as well over the years as well. You know, it's been good.
It started out as a soul weekender, and that's why you say that, you know, you've always been wanting to push it forward and move it along. It strikes me as quite a, you know, again, a lot of soul weekenders, and certainly the way they used to be, and even now, you know, you can have an excellent time at a Northern Soul night, but you say there about looking forward, they can be, you know, obviously a bit backwards looking and focusing on the old 7 inches, whereas what you're about and what you've always been about is just pushing it on.
Well, that's right, and even this cool thing, of course, it's all trendy and new and re-edits and this and that and everything else. So again, it's a great opportunity for doing this disco festival. Musically, just keep tweaking everything. Now, I always believe in not jumping in too quick and the latest trends and all that, but introducing things slowly, and that's how we've managed to keep it alive, I think, that long, you know. And then we've got Croatia as well, and we've got this new festival down in London as well. So it's going to be a big year all round.
Yeah, I actually went to the Southport Weekend, I think it was 2009, and I'd been to a couple of different dance weekender in Pontins, but that was remarkable because of how many different people went. Like, it was such a mix of people of ages and like where they came from, but just a really relaxed, friendly atmosphere. It was great. It was
brilliant. Yeah. Have you enjoyed yourself, Steph? Yeah.
I always try to.
Good girl.
The other thing as well, so you mentioned the London thing there as well this year. That's what's the date around that at the moment?
Oh, God, that's really flying out as well. That's Saturday the 10th of June. First time I've done a festival at Finsbury Park. Some friends of mine approached me to do this. And we've got 8 arenas down at that one.
Wow.
So I can seriously see that one selling out on our first one down in London, so that's good. So it's going to be a big year all round. Like I say, we've got a London festival. That's a daytime thing. It's a lovely set in Finsbury Park, and it's going to be well put together with nice proper marquees and everything. And then, of course, July, we've got Sunday Night Croatia, which will be in its 8th year as well. Again, we attract a lot of young, trendy Europeans to that. And, you know, it all
sounds great.
The crowds, we're bringing new people in all the time, younger people and that, which is healthy. It's like Liverpool Disco Festival last time. Yeah, you know, so young, but all loving the music and singing along to it. It's great to see it, you know. And then you got brands like Glitterbox, you know, really, really fluent in the Ibiza and Ministry of Sound as well. And they're with us this time as well, close friends of ours. So, yeah, they attract a real nice, cool, trendy crowd as well. So it's good.
Yeah, I was just looking at the lineup. I mean, you've got people there, like Jenny Bean Benitez, who's a classic disco DJ. And I think, you know, for people who know the genre, or for people who just have a general interest in music, that was a name
Jenny Bean's got quite a track. He's got quite a track record with ex-girlfriend as well. Yeah. Like with Jennifer Lopez and Madonna. Not too bad.
You're not too shabby.
No.
I'm interested in what it's like putting a festival on for the first time, like Finsbury Park, with eight different venues and things like that, for the stress levels. Because when I put one band on, my head goes. So in terms of, you know, this
thing. Don't worry, I'm no different. Hey, tell you. I'd be like a cat in the hot tin roof that day. Just staying off the stick all day. That's the hardest one. And that's at 10 o'clock in the morning when it's about to kick off.
When you do pull them all together, it's interesting you were saying there about all the different people that you're working with. I mean, that must be, you know, in terms of pulling all this stuff in, and must always have been the excitement of working with tons and tons of different people, and working with everyone's bringing new energy and their own vibe and their all sorts of stuff. You know, that's one of the things that comes through here, working with so many different sorts of people who've got their own area to this, and you're able to sort of be at the centre and pull it all together and have all these people be introduced to each other.
Yeah, and creating a bit of difference between the venues, make sure everything's not the same, and thank you there for the customers. Yeah, it's about the customers as much as anything with me. It always has been, you know, and how they feel about it and how they walk away from the event. And I think on this one, it's going to be quite magical, really. Such a variation in DJs to the last time as well, like Jazzy Jeff's going to do a disco boogie set.
Yeah, you know, Jazzy Jeff's great to watch live, isn't he?
Oh, he's a great DJ. Great bloke as well, by the way. Really nice fella. And you got locals like Mr. Scruff and Graham Park, you know, Nicky Cianos, and, you know, Danny Crivet from New York, Ben and Charisma. It's a big lineup, and we've got the Soul Room there as well this time as well. Like Ronnie Urell and all the guys, bigger and stuff. So, yeah, be good.
Yeah, last time when we went, seeing Odyssey Live was incredible.
Okay.
That was probably the highlight of it for me. So,
oh, brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant. So I'm really keen to see Ultranate.
Okay,
I think that'll be
live as well. That'll be good as well. Yeah.
I think that'll be a big one for the Liverpool crowd, won't it?
Yeah,
they are excellent songs. They know the words.
Oh, that's good to hear. Good.
Yeah, they're always going to be messed about with that one.
Yeah, it's not going to be a timid crowd.
did you have a lot of fun putting the roller stuff on as well last time? I know that people.
Oh, the roller disco. Yeah, that was good. That went down really well. We'll be doing that again, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. You gotta have a roller disco with a disco festival. It just wouldn't be the same, would it?
I didn't actually get roller skates on.
Didn't you? No.
I'm not. I'm quite clumsy.
I thought it was a bad mix.
My motor skills weren't exactly tipped off. So
balance has been better.
So I just listened to Prince. I didn't skate round to him.
No.
Maybe next time.
Let's put into, you know, how huge it is. It's the full Baltic Triangle. It centres around Camp and Furness. It's 4,000. 4,000 is what we're looking at here. Cap. That's
it's around that. Yeah.
It is absolutely huge, and the tickets are selling really, really well. I can see it's quite clear from the way in which they're going, and it's going to be rammed everywhere that you go, and it's going to be people going absolutely just being able to have a fantastic time for
such a cool area you've got in Liverpool. I mean, it's phenomenal, really. You know, I'm living in London at the moment. You know, just that setting and everything you got down there, and when you walk in all the venues, they've all got that lovely, unique warehouse feel. You know, it's tried and tested through centuries, really. Well, not centuries, but the decades, really, you know. And it's just, I think people like that industrial-type feel, and it's just something that always works. But all those things have such a great vibe about them, you know, so look forward to it.
Where can people get the tickets then? Let me just sort of run through this now. They're on Skiddle. That's the best place to get them. And if you just go to liverpooldiscofestival.com, you can see it on there and the full lineup.
Yes.
Who are you most looking forward to?
Well, I always like singing Jazzy Jeff. Always just, well, I mean, he always mixes it up, but this would be a bit different set. Jelly Bean, I haven't seen Jelly Bean for quite a lot of years, to be honest. We had it in the old Southport. That's probably 10 years ago, so looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing David Morales, Danny Crivet, working with Glitterbox, as I said. Tony Humphrey's legend. He's doing a Zanzibar set. God, there's loads of them. I'm just looking across the lineup here, you know. Even people like Red Gregg and Jamie 326, he's a from America. He's a really, really good DJ. Andy Scruff, he's always a good bet. And all of them, really. There's so many on here. Look, really look forward to it. Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Can mooch around and see all of it, really. You just convinced me to everyone. You're not up there if there's any clashes, to be honest with you.
We'll have to see everyone.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
10 minutes of everyone.
Yeah, I'll have to shoot around. I've lovely fives and tens here and there. The other thing to notice as well is, you know, with it being there, it's an all-day and an all-night, isn't it, really, in Liverpool, this one? It is just a one-day. But what I'm saying about that is, you know, if people are worried about, for instance, you know, not having a time in the night time or anything like that, well, there's a lot of the day you can go and enjoy and have a ball at as well.
Oh yeah, and then there's a couple of after parties. Then on the Sunday we're also planning something which will be announced soon as well. So yeah, we're going to continue it, and we'll probably do a little warm up party on the Friday as well if anybody arriving in Liverpool.
Love a warm up.
You don't want to pull a muscle.
It's almost the weekend. Guys.
Yeah, 30 years, 3 nights all of a sudden. It's good to say, I feel like we've got an exclusive here, to be honest with you, Alex.
Yeah, you're getting all exclusive. There you go.
Yeah. Let's try and guess where it is. Let's all try and guess where the warm up is. The warm up at the after party.
I'm not going to be drawn on that one yet.
Got to keep something back.
All on
sale now at Skiddle, like I said before, and at the Liverpool Disco Festival. Liverpooldiscofestival.com right the way through, and £45 currently, still in the third release. That won't be around for much longer. Then it'll be £50 for that tour as well.
Won't be around for much longer. It's flying out. So yeah, great stuff. Yeah,
flying out the door. Excellent. What are you going to play for us, Alex? I said you can pick anything in the whole wide world. What have you gone with?
Well, might as well play D-Train number one for you. I think it's fit because they'll be playing live at the event.
Okay, this is D-Train with the one for you.
With the love I have inside of me, we can turn this world around. We can live through all eternity, and we never touch the ground. We'll take a chance to ride upon a star to a place that's far away. The light of love will shine on us forever and a day.
That's D-Train, the one for you. I'll tell you what, that disco...
What a lovely fella.
What a lovely fella, we always say it, but I loved his reference to Jeff when he mentioned... Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing Jeff.
Because, Jazzy. Do you reckon anyone else calls him Jeff? Because, like, I'm sure it's meant
Will
to be
Smith
like...
Will Smith does.
Will Smith calls him Jazz, doesn't he?
That's only on the show.
That's only on the show. Is that not real? Is that not a documentary about the emergence of Will Smith?
Yeah, Will Smith's early years.
No?
Don't think
like
so.
Like the Kardashians?
That is 100% true and there factual.
Yeah.
Well, I just love casually referring to him as Jeff and then having to correct yourself as Jazzy for clarification purposes.
Just because you thought they won't know, them squares.
They don't know Jeff like I know Jeff. he was lovely, Alex.
Oh,
so,
what a fella.
A lovely fella. So, yeah, I was trying to tell you all the places. It's in the Baltic Triangle in Liverpool on the 6th of May. 30 is the Southport Weekender. If you go on to, I'll say it over and over again, if you go on Skiddle, you can get all the tickets that you need. And it's liverpooldiscofestival.com in order to be able to buy more. And it's on the 6th of May. The 6th of May. So if you're around on the 6th of May
the 6th be written there, doesn't work.
It doesn't, thankfully. But it's all around the Baltic area, and it sounds like it's going to be the absolute business. So there's no more than that you need off that, and I hope you enjoy D-Train there as well. So everything coming together wonderfully. Thanks a lot to Alex again for taking the time and chatting away to us, and hopefully it means a few of you have been umming and ahhing about it, feel like getting down there and picking the tickets up, and we'll go from there. Okay, this is The Perfect Kiss, and this song is called Clubbing at 30.
Well, I've been thinking lately that I should be moving on, but I don't know what I'm moving to. My friends are having babies and they're moving into houses. Is there something that I should do?
That's the perfect kiss with Clubbing at 30. It's from their album, which is called Disconnect Air, which is out now on the Bandcamp.
It's everywhere.
Steph's teasing John about disco. I think this is teasing.
I'm all right with it. It's true, like. So.
She's skitting him a bit. There's a bit of skitting.
Gibbo's gone from hating disco.
I don't.
To now, boom, sounds like a good day then. Can I make it?
I don't hate disco. I just don't like the way they talk about disco so much.
Well, they will talk about disco a lot.
I'm just going to have to
everywhere you go.
It's a festival about disco. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of disco chat.
Disco to disco.
Yeah.
Everything's
the genre
disco.
That refers to itself the most.
Anyway, the perfect kiss comes from Disconnect. His album's called Disconnect.
Stop it.
which is on there, and he's done it all on one keyboard. The chap behind it with the singer there. He says it's.
You heard this stuff?
No.
It's dangerously close to that music we don't like.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
But it's not that music that you don't like.
It's close.
Did you choose it? Oh God.
In the long
I apologise. I haven't heard it, but you know.
In the long blurb on Bandcamp, it cites Au Revoir Simone, who are a much underrated band. Who I'm incredibly fond of, and then I listened to that and I thought, yep, that'll do for me.
One keyboard.
How many keyboards do you need?
Don't know. How many keyboards do you need?
How many keyboards do you need?
I'd like a keytar. Yeah.
I think it's here.
Yeah.
Just round town.
Yeah. I think
it's an accessory, I feel.
If ever
like half slung over the shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah. If ever I had to choose a musical instrument for life, I'd go for the keytar. Defo.
I think you should have to just do it now, full stop.
Yeah, because someone lends us one. Are they expensive?
I can't imagine so.
No. I bet they are now.
Now they're there. Now. It's like cassettes.
How's the banger? How was the world of pop?
It's all right.
Seems a bit dull this week. I had a little talk about Harry Styles.
Oh, God, that's so boring.
It is, isn't it?
It's
really disappointing.
Boring song.
Really disappointing.
Yeah.
And then, like, someone compared him to Bowie or something, and everyone lost their heads.
Yeah, it's just a very boring song, which will do well because of who he was in her former life, but no Harry.
Yeah. Did you see James Arthur's interview today as well? I don't know if it's today, but I saw it today. He said that Justin Bieber's been copying him.
Oh, all right. That's the
really?
Right way round, isn't it?
Yeah. He says, like, you know,
Justin Bieber doesn't know who you are.
Yeah, it seems unlikely.
Doesn't it?
He said Zayn, which is a bit more likely, but still probably not true. And then the Biebs. I've been copying him.
But that would
it's a really funny interview.
That would work if they remotely sounded at all like him.
Yeah, he referenced something that like they both did. Like, I don't know. He said, like, I don't know, one of them did a bit of like freestyling or something. I was like, I'm not sure you invented that, James.
No, I don't think you've...
There are other people who may be influencing people here, James.
Exactly. Yeah, that he slagged off Ed Sheeran for having a rich dad.
Well, that's fine.
It swings and roundabouts, isn't it?
I can get behind slagging off Ed Sheeran for anything.
Excellent, so that's the will of pop for you. Mostly miserable, to be honest with you.
Pretty miserable.
Mostly miserable.
I think the charts are still shit. Giving up on them for a little bit.
Have you not fixed that yet?
No, I've been really busy.
Yeah, but you're about solving problems.
I know, but also busy.
If you've got a problem, I'll solve it. Go on, what's the... what's the...
The banger is Mila J and it's called Transform You.
Fall in love in the streets. Hide your heart and keep it from me. Thief. Know you got some premonitions. Know you know I'm on a mission. Listen to you, baby, listen. Let me transform you. 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 Know I love it when you mad. Yeah, you know it like I'm bad. Know I see you making moves. Know I like the way you do me. Feeling like you see right through me. Know I love the way we get along. Babe, you know you're my favorite song. Yeah, you know the way we get it on. Baby, you know we're down. Just let me know where you at. Yeah, just let me transform you. 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 Streets, ain't no falling in love in the streets. Hide your heart and keep it from me. Know you got some premonitions. Know you know I'm on a mission. But listen to you, baby, listen. Know I love it when you mad. Yeah, you know I like a bad. Know I see you make a move. Know I like the way you do me. Feeling like you see right through me. Know I love the way we get along. Yeah, you know you're my favorite song. Yeah, you know the way we get it on. Baby, you know we're down. Let me know where you at. Yeah, just let me transform you. 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 Let me transform you.
Mila J, Transform You.
Yes, she released an album last week. However, it is described as a 13-track EP.
Oh, come
on. That's not a thing.
Come on.
13-track EPs.
Sounds like a tax diddle.
That's an album, isn't it?
Yeah. Lord, there's some loophole there.
Yeah, it is.
She's currently working on...
I'll be paying half that.
Because she's currently working on her debut album. It's like, does anyone want to tell her that that was that?
Yeah.
You've nailed it.
Yeah, you've just done it.
You're on your second album now.
The difficult second album. Maybe that's why.
Yeah. We keep psyching her out. She's going to release 7 albums.
So that EP that's actually an album is called Dopamine. And I stumbled across it on Spotify and then have listened to it all day because it's very, very good.
Excellent.
Yes. She... I've never heard of her before. However, she's been around for absolutely ages. And it looks like she's got one of those careers where she's kind of done like guest spots and has been in various girl bands and it's never quite worked. She was in a band called Girl with G-Y-R-L. That's for you, Gibber.
Hey.
And then
sweet?
Another one called Dame 4.
Fucking sweet, Batman.
People say Steph never does anything for me.
Short or...
My people, I mean me.
Never spelling anything again.
He's ruined it, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's ruined spelling again.
Fucking hell.
It's because he wants to keep it as his thing, you know. Doesn't want other people gagging in on the spelling.
Well, you...
It's my brand.
You stop doing 180s on your decisions and I'll stop spelling.
Yeah, I have done that.
I changed my mind dramatically.
I reckon if they ever, like, remake Bullseye, they should have Gibbo do the spelling bit underneath when Bully gets his dictionary out.
Yeah,
I don't know if I thought that yet in Australia.
Yeah. No, they definitely got Bullseye. Like.
Yeah, he definitely got Bullseye. It would have worked better down there, wouldn't it? All the speedboats. So she's been around for ages, and this is her not debut album, but it's really, really good. She was a dancer in Princess Diamonds and Pearls.
Really?
Fact fans.
Fuck me, she's been around for a while.
She has, yes. So yeah, dead good album. Check EP. Check it out.
Get it checked out. What's the name of the EP again?
Dopamine.
Dopamine. Get it checked out. Excellent stuff. All right, I've taken a gamble and played something a little bit country. Here next.
What?
But the guy who I'm playing.
Right.
I'm going to start listening to these.
It's all right, you know.
The guy who I'm playing played guitar on Frank Ocean's two 2016 albums. So I feel as though I've got it under the radar there. I feel as though that therefore
damn
it's
allowed.
Yeah, it's by a fellow called Sandy Alex G, and the album's called Rocket, and the song's called Proud, and it's better than all right. I think it's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
That's Proud, which is Philadelphia-based artist Alex G, though he calls himself Sandy, in brackets beforehand, Sandy Alex G. It's his eighth full-length release, which is a massive, massive surprise. And he had something out on 2015 on Domino Beach Music, and that album is called Rocket, and it isn't out yet, but it will be out in May. And I heard that song, obviously that song is out, you can get that one right now, but it'll be out on May the 19th, and it's lots and lots of different sounds of America, I suspect, from sort of folk music to collages to all that sort of lovely stuff. If you like that sort of thing, you will like that. So bear it in mind. I feel as though I play songs like this for about 12 people and get slaughtered by Steph. So, you know, if the 12 of you really like it, it's all been worthwhile. All 12 of you texting. Should we give Adam some love?
Yes.
Oh, he wanted some. He's done something to Spotify.
Yes. He's done a really good job. He's put all the songs... He's put all the songs on a Spotify playlist and tweeted it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And
I didn't even know he knew the password on Twitter. I'm off Spotify. wasn't a dig, I was just saying. I'm off Spotify at the moment. I can't figure out what's happened.
Have you paid the bill?
Well, I used to get a free from my phone.
Has your contract ended?
No, it's still going.
Is it with Vodafone?
Yeah.
Oh, they'll have shafted you in some way.
I think that's what's happened, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was probably like in small print for the first X of your contract. So I'll start paying again, but I just want to keep my username because it's John Gibbons.
Yeah, you can keep it.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
Yeah, I just need to pay them some money.
Yeah.
But anytime I just try and log in, it says error. So it's not even like let me
error.
Do so it's not even let me like do anything.
No.
Have you email? No. but I can't, I think I, because I've been on Spotify for ages, I think it's on some like weird old email that I don't even use anymore. So that's my concern, dude. So
anyway, Adam, yeah, really.
I know,
good
sorry, I made that all about myself.
I know. I was like, where's the point of the isn't one?
I'm not on Spotify. It's frustrating. I find most of my music for the ride on there. But to go down all, I've made it by myself again. I like Adam. Where is he?
Stop fishing for a free Spotify contract.
Oh, I'm actually not.
It's not like the people at Spotify are listening to this thinking they're the people we've got to box off.
They've got loads of music. They can't move for it.
Yeah.
Where is Adam? Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, just not here.
Scotland. It's been Scotland.
Oh, it's a mole, isn't he?
Yeah.
The mole saga.
Yeah. Good at weekends, Adam Melia.
And he's extended this one into a week.
Yeah.
Is he going to write?
No, I think he's got most of the writing out the way.
He's gone in the bus, though, the camper van.
I see.
Yeah.
That sounds like a nice time they're going to have.
It does, yeah.
He's quite McCartney, isn't he? Adam.
He is quite McCartney.
Yeah, that's a very McCartney break, isn't it?
Yeah.
Canal.
It's a mull in the canal.
A mull in the camper van.
Going to write.
Yeah, going to get some stuff done, John.
Going to come back with a frog chorus.
I know, yes.
It's the only high point in his career.
anyway.
First record I ever bought.
Are we going to talk Spotify up then? So Adam's done a really good job. We'll tweet it out again. And what's on the playlist, Steph?
All the songs we've played, Neil.
There we are. That's all I needed to say.
All the hits.
All those songs that you keep asking us while it's on the Spotify playlist. Listen there.
He's done well there. That must have took him a while, like.
Yeah. He wanted a project.
He loves a project.
He does. That's you talking about that?
One of the reasons why I have to go some more. Yeah. And that's just to get projects out the way. Steph's about to play something that's absolutely brilliant. We can talk about it afterwards if you want, but I'm letting you know now it's absolutely brilliant. Brace yourselves.
Forewarning.
Really. I am.
Forewarned.
Consider yourself pre-warned. Forewarned. Not pre-warned, forewarned. What's the name of the song, Steph? What's the name of the song?
It's by Serpent with Feet, and it's called For...
Ethers?
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 I never know. Is that Ethers?
Ethers. Baby, it's cool with me that you like to lie. Cause I see the depression filling up your eyes. And I see oceans overflowing. Babe, it's cool with me that you want to die. And I'm not gonna stop you if you try. But the hole in my belly has started growing. Your name is about as easy to remember as the four ethers, and who the hell knows the four ethers?
four ethers, and who can do without the four ethers? Babe, I know you learned some fucked up shit from your mother. Had you tucking your dick? Had you hiding the shit that really made you special? Oh, oh, oh. Show me yourself, self. Baby,
baby,
I know you picked up some fucked up habits from your father. Had you folding over your ears, denying the shit that you hear. But I'm asking you to feel me. Like my four ethers. How the hell do you know the four ethers? Your pain is impossible to hold. You like the four ethers. Baby, what do I do with these four ethers? Oh, do, do, oh, oh. Your name is like the four ethers. What do I do? Enjoy you no warm bath no more. How can I touch somebody who won't even touch themselves? Oh, it's tiring to me. Oh, oh. I'm fine with you being a liar. I'm fine with you being a killer. Ooh, I'm fine with you being suicidal. That shit don't bother me none, no, no, no. But you gotta show me yourself. Oh, you gotta show me yourself.
Serpent with feet for ethers.
Yes, so I didn't find this. It was sent to me by my friend Rich, who is a DJ, Rich Furness, who DJs around Liverpool.
Hiya, Rich.
Hi.
Camp Slad.
what?
Camp Slad.
Camp Slad!
I didn't know before. It was even more ridiculous, what was it, in the office? It was absolutely ridiculous. Go on.
Let's
I still don't want to do my ridiculous one. I don't want to throw it away. I'm still waiting for a chance. It could happen organically.
You got it.
Anyway, he sent me this and he said, listen to this. You have good taste. I do have good taste, thanks. I reckon you'll love it because it's fucking great. So I listened to it and it's very good. And I said, I will play it and I'll claim all the credits. And he's like, yeah, I thought you'd do that. It's like, no, I will give you a shout out.
It's a good shout out.
Yeah, so thanks for sending me that, Rich. It's from last year, but I had never heard of it. And Serpent with Feet is a Baltimore-born singer, Uzziah Wise, and he calls his genre pagan gospel.
I'm right behind it, whatever it is. He's actually got a gig in Hoxton on Thursday night. I got to the point of looking up where he was playing.
Oh, really?
So he's playing Hoxton on Thursday night, and then he's on a North American tour.
Yeah.
That's how much I like that song, Steph. Okay. I did your homework. So it was found by somebody else,
yeah.
And I did your homework for it. It's phenomenal.
Yes.
I can't wait to listen to more.
So, yeah, really, really good. So thanks, Rich.
If honestly, if it had been a little bit more upbeat, but as good, I would have had it open the show. As it was, I decided I was going to have it approximately close. But absolute belter, made up with great stuff indeed. So, John, you're playing us out?
Yeah, I am, with Girls in Synthesis. We Disappear. They're from London, and it's their debut release. Well, it was a double A-side with a song called The Mound, which is really good as well, but I just decided to play Disappear because it was the first one I found. They've got four shows over the next couple of months or so. On Thursday, the 13th of April, they're playing the Phoenix in Coventry. Then Friday the 14th, the Garibaldi Hotel in Northampton. Then into May, on the 4th, they're playing the Victoria in Dalston. 2nd of June, they're playing Sticky Mike's Frog Bar in Brighton. And 30th of June, the Nambuca in London.
The Garibaldi Hotel.
Like the biscuits.
Like the biscuits.
Steph mouthed at me.
Like the biscuits.
It says, look, I'll show you working.
This questionable tone.
Like the biscuits.
It says it, doesn't it? I'm showing you.
It does, yeah. Wow.
And I've copied and pasted that, so it's not a... I didn't just have biscuits on the brain.
Like the biscuit, indeed, like the biscuit.
I think we should have more.
I wonder what you were whispering towards me. I was like, what have I done now?
Like the biscuit,
the indeed. The Garibaldi's nice. Which ones are they?
You've had them.
You'll have had a Garibaldi.
Do you
which ones are
they? It's a very, very, very non-orientated. I mean, they're named after Garibaldi, aren't they, anyway?
I don't know what that is, though. I just know it as the biscuit.
He was an Italian nationalist from the 19th century.
Oh, God. Okay.
He was one of the people who formed together the idea, the concept that Italy was a thing and not just loads and loads of city-states.
I enjoyed that he did all of that, and all I know is the biscuit.
I can't help, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like the dead fly one, isn't it? Not the greatest legacy.
Maybe the Italian nation might make up for it, but anyway.
It has elements in common with the Eccles cake, according to Wikipedia. I respectfully disagree.
Excellent, all right.
Yeah, hang on. Wikipedia have gone to town here. The Garibaldi biscuit is conventionally consumed with tea or coffee, into which it may be dunked in informal social settings. Informal social settings?
I'm not sure that's true. I read the Wikipedia today, they've been blatantly written by the person.
I love that.
Yeah, they're good.
I love
yeah.
that.
They're like, they also do this. Yeah. You know, like,
and then they try hard to sound like,
yeah,
but
yeah.
it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And then at the end, there's always a citation needed.
Whole thing. Yeah.
All right. John, thanks to Steph. John, Neil, if you've enjoyed
Neil.
The show, either pass it along.
Thanks, Neil.
Thanks to Alex.
Thanks
to Alex for putting on the South Port Weekender for many years at the Disco
to
Festival. Thanks to Adam for the Spotify Festival. Thanks to everybody. John, what are you playing us out with?
Girls in Synthesis, Disappear.
When you are at home, Social Podcast Network.